USA Radio News.
A massive 7.0 earthquake strikes in Alaska. For an update, we go to Steve Strait, USA Radio News affiliate at KEDI in Anchorage.
This earthquake struck Anchorage 8:30 a.m. local time. Appears to be centered 12 miles north of downtown Anchorage. This is the most severe earthquake Anchorage has seen since the great 1964 earthquake. Many Anchorage businesses have sent their employees home to deal with their own property. Reports of water damage, water main damage, roads cracked open in many parts of Anchorage. Significant damage to bridge infrastructure in and into and out of Anchorage.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 200 points to close at 25,538. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
At the G20 summit in Argentina, President Trump and the leaders of Canada and Mexico signed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
In the United States, the new trade pact will support high-paying manufacturing jobs and promote greater access for American exports across the range of sectors, including our farming, manufacturing, and service industries.
The president also says,
the USMCA is the largest, most significant, modern, and balanced trade agreement in history. All of our countries will benefit greatly. It is probably the largest trade deal ever made also.
The law enforcement community is mourning the death of a U.S. deputy killed in the line of duty. The marshal was trying to serve a warrant when he was shot and killed. Tucson Police Chief Chris Magnus says the shooting is under investigation.
The investigation involves a range of federal law enforcement agencies who are all working with the Tucson Police Department.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
8-year-old Asher Jones of Utah was on vacation with his family in the Bahamas when they went on an excursion to swim with nurse sharks, who were allegedly assured to be safe to swim with. Asher ended up getting bitten by a shark. He shares his story on ABC's Good Morning America.
We were in the Bahamas, and one of the stops were to swim with nurse sharks. There was one at my feet, and I jumped over it, and then another one came up behind me and went. At first, I thought it was my dad pretending, and then I was like, nope, my dad's flesh. Then, absolute panic. And my sister was screaming, I want to get out, I want to get out. My dad pulled it off, he picked me up, he brought me to the ladder. Like, adults were, like, climbing up the ladder before me, and I was like, really, guys?
Asher and his family, they're doing all right now. What National Geographic said is those fish, for the most part, they are harmless, except when they're eating or when they're defending their own turf. So keep that in mind if you're ever swimming with the sharks that they say are safe and you're in the Bahamas. Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.